Stephen Friedman, a former chairman of the New York investment bank Goldman Sachs, has been named as the administration's new top economic advisor. Friedman's appointment was expected earlier this week, but was delayed amid opposition from some conservative Republicans worried about his willingness to support tax cuts. However, President Bush, in announcing the move today, said Friedman is well-suited for the position.
Steve Friedman has spent a career at the center of American enterprise and finance and job creation. He's an innovative economic thinker, he's a proven manager, and he's a business leader of national standing.
NPR's Jack Speer joins us now. Jack, Stephen Friedman, former chairman of Goldman Sachs, what else do we know about him?
Well, Michelle, Friedman's name surfaced here in Washington fairly soon after we had the announcement from the Bush administration was firing top members of its economic team. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and White House Economic Advisor Larry Lindsey, who, of course, is the person that Mr. Friedman will be replacing. He is sort of cut from the same cloth as some of the people who have also been appointed here to fill these top jobs. John Snow, the man nominated to replace O'Neill as Treasury Secretary, and William Donaldson, who was the administration's top choice to be head of the SEC. Friedman is 65 years old. He was co-chairman of Goldman Sachs, along with Robert Rubin, who was Treasury Secretary, of course, under the Clinton administration. He is currently a senior partner at Marsh & McLennan. And he was a major contributor to the GOP in 2000, but he has also given money to the Democrats. And according to those who have worked with him, he is not an ideologue. He's moderate members of the GOP, in fact, supported his nomination to this position and say he is flexible in his thinking and they think he'll be a good person for this job.
Well, Mr. Friedman was hardly the favored candidate among some in the conservative wing of the Republican Party. What were they so worried about?
Now, to put it mildly, they were very, very strenuously opposed to Mr. Friedman getting this job. They were really worried about his thinking on tax cutting. That's the thing that most worried the conservative wing of the party. And Mr. Friedman was involved in a group called the Concord Coalition, and that group's mission was to promote deficit reduction. And it was, as a result of that, the conservatives were very concerned about his appointment and feared that while he might say he supported tax cutting, he might not believe it in his heart.
Now, this job, unlike that of Treasury Secretary, does not require confirmation by the Senate, but it is a crucial post. What exactly does the White House economic advisor do?
Well, in a very real way, Michelle, this is sort of the person who whispers in the president's ear when it comes to key economic policy issues. It's a very important position and one that can have a lot of influence, proximity to power. He has an office in the West Wing. And as a result, they wanted to check this position and vet this person very carefully. They did vet him fairly conscientiously, the White House did. Obviously, he has some complicated finances as a co-chairman of Goldman Sachs. And he had some minor health concerns. I think he had a flare-up last week of a mild heart condition, which is another reason this announcement was somewhat delayed. But Friedman, nonetheless, is said to be a fitness buff who works out every day, something that could stand him in good stead. Well, he works with President Bush, who, of course, is himself somewhat.
Yeah, something they'll both have in common.
Buff.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
NPR's Jack Speer.